And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Taking a break here from Open Line for a few minutes as we talk to Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Great.
I need to turn your mic on next time.
Good morning then, again.
Yes, there we go. Everybody heard it this time. That was just a technical error on my end. Operator error. So anyway, I hope you are having a good day today, Candy. Today, yeah. Of course, the CNN, and also there are quite a few things going on in Coffeyville this weekend. Very busy weekend.
I'm going to be talking about that. Yes, there is. It's great.
But let's go ahead and start out with that CNN that was this morning. Mm-hmm. And where was it at this morning? And who showed up?
We were at the Coffeyville CRMC, so Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. I almost couldn't say that. And up on the fourth floor with their business and industry health. So basically, they expanded their occupational health to help businesses, not only major businesses and industries, but small businesses. And I think some people forget about this little gym we have because it's a full staff service. So they do everything from, you know, pre-employment physicals for a business, drug and alcohol testing, even physical capacity testing. So like, let's say the job requires you to lift so many pounds, whatever, they can test for that, carpal tunnel, things like that. They can do fit testing for masks. So a lot of new, really neat things, as well as offering services like training for CPR, and they can tailor it around the company, like specifically what you would need CPR for, you know. Workplace wellness, even telehealth. So if you've never checked it out and your business would like to know a little bit more about it, make sure to give them a call because it's really a wonderful blessing that we have that service in our community. Mm-hmm. So shout out to them. And yes, all kinds of things going on this weekend. I'm so excited. So of course we've got, number one, we've got the big comic campout. That's June 5th. There's going to be a car show. There's going to be music. Even the Lions Club is going to be out there with concession stands. And that's all going to be out there at the Aviation Museum because that's where the Comet Camp campers used to be made. So that's kind of neat, little history there. But yes, come out for that this weekend, as well as Coffeyville Coffee Company is doing their launch. So that's a company that just been getting started. They've been waiting to kind of unveil everything. And so this weekend, they're going to launch their very first coffee, and it's called Brood Awakening. So it's based off of the band Rude Awakening and Donnie Miller, who is a Coffeyville native. So Donnie is actually coming back to town, and he's going to be playing at the Yoke on Saturday. So he'll be doing that, and that's kind of neat. I'm just excited about this company opening because they're making all these coffees, and they're shipping them worldwide. Mm-hmm. They already have contracts, and they're going to be shipping them to all kinds of places. So Coffeyville will be on the map with all of our unique history. And if you haven't seen, they have their own little truck. It's an ambulance. I didn't realize that. It's a former old ambulance that he made into a coffee truck. So he'll be out actually at the Aviation Museum this weekend as well. And then of course, KGGF is going to have their wonderful auction. That's going to be going on this weekend. So that's exciting. Let's see, there's a few other things going on. Of course, the movie. We just saw the commercial or heard the commercial on that. So the movie's going to be going on this weekend. To start it off, I'm going to be hosting a legislative coffee. So if you want to come and hear what's been happening in Topeka, that'll be at 9 a.m. at the Walnut Street Event Center. And what else am I missing? I think that's all the big stuff. There's just a lot going on, so excited about all that.
I do remember, because we talked to Caulfield's Reawakening last week, I think that Terebinth, they're having a small concert on Saturday as well, so.
Oh, really? I thought it was last weekend.
Maybe it was last, I think it was last weekend, yeah, now I think about it. But still, though, very, very cool, though, that happened last weekend.
I'm so excited they're able to start doing some in-person activities again, because
so
that's
I thought it was
cool
last
place.
Week. I thought it was this weekend. But
yeah, no, I think it's...
You're right, it was last weekend, because they didn't want to... Because last week it was a little bit better timing for it. Because this week, again, just a ton of stuff going
on. There's just so much going on. And it's exciting there to see all the activities. And there's even a swine show. The Fair and Rodeo is hosting a swine show. And I think they told me they have over 400 pigs being shown.
Wow.
And tons of visitors coming to Coffeyville. So
and that's
along
good.
with all the visitors. Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of people in town. So put on your smiling faces and welcome all of our great visitors to Coffeeville.
Absolutely. So. No, that's and that's really good. That's good for tourism, good for the economy here. So the more people we can get to come into town, it's always a good thing.
Excited. So before all that kicks off, on Friday, join us at the Vail Pub and Grill. Kristen was telling us today that they're going to be having a ribbon cutting at 4 o'clock this Friday. And they're going to have half-price appetizers and drink specials. So come out while we do that little ribbon cutting and then stick around and check it out if you've never been there. They've just changed so much. I mean, they're open lunch. They're open dinner. They're open 7 days a week. It's crazy. And they have amazing food.
And this is the former zone, correct? Yes. Okay, yes. So same location.
But they've
made a lot of changes to it.
Yes, yeah, yes. So it's amazing. So join us on that day. So Jana with Coffeeville Journal was there today. They've got a couple different promotions. They got a Father's Day promo coming up and a Living 50 Plus. So that one's going to be interesting. Breezy with the Good News also has some cool things. Every year we look forward to the cookbook cook-off. I almost didn't say that right. They do all kinds of recipes and I always love it because I always get great ideas from it. So they're bringing that back this year. And they're introducing a restaurant section so you can get recipes from restaurants and I think find out where all the good food is in this area. And so that's going to be cool. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited about that. Of course, the kickoff is happening with the library summer reading program. So that's kicking off. I'm so excited. All kinds of every week they're going to have different activities and events. So basically just go out to their website or their Facebook page if you want to see the full list. But like some of the things, for example, on Tuesday of next week, they're having a mad science show.
Oh,
he's really fun. She said they've had it before, and yeah, it was awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. Lots of good stuff for the kids to see. Jamie Grant from Coffeeville Rec. So, was it Friday? I think it was Friday when the big storm happened. Or was that no? That was Thursday.
Yes, anyway, that was Thursday, yes.
We were supposed to have the mother-daughter tea party, and we were expecting that huge storm, which thankfully kind of fizzled out. I'm so glad. I did not want to see all that golf ball-size hail. So they are having that tomorrow night. And then the next thing have coming up is the Father's Day craft. That'll be June 18th. So contact them or check out the Facebook page for details on that craft. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So I'm excited about that. Some other things going on, so stay tuned. I'm hoping within the next week we'll have details, but fair and rodeo tickets will be going on sale soon. The end of the month, we're going to have a one-day sale. And again, we don't realize the blessing we have with having that fair and rodeo here and those, what do you call it? The fun passes. They call them the fun passes. Mm-hmm. You buy one, you get to go to every event all week long for a dirt cheap price, like $30.
That's amazing.
It is. I mean, because you've got the demo derby, you've got the monster trucks, you've got, of course, all the rodeo stuff and just all kinds of events. So anyway, they have their website up and live and has the breakdown of all the events each night. But tickets will be going on sale at the end of this month, and I'm excited about that. So stay tuned for details on that. I wanted to kind of finish things up with a very exciting, positive note about some progress happening here in Coffeeville. This was in my newsletter this week for the community. So if you're not signed up for that, make sure you are. But we've just seen some really great things happening. Number one, we have several new businesses that either opened up or they're getting ready to open up. So that's kind of neat seeing some of that growth. There's even some businesses coming to Coffeeville that already are established in other towns, but they're seeing, I guess, the progress and the positive things happening. They're like, oh, we want to be over in Coffeeville too. So that's exciting. Of course, there's two housing task force. One, the city has a housing department that they're getting ready to open up. And then there's also the Chamber Housing Task Force led by Mike Avey. Both are showing some great opportunities with some new housing developments. And of course, we're starting to see some new improvements at the parks. We've got the new park just across from you guys. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. We have the pocket park that's getting ready to be created. Several of the parks have got new equipment. And then my most exciting thing is the expansion, which we talked about last week at Sherwin-Williams. But I got to see the drawings on it. And I tell you what, it's going to be so neat out there. It's called a destination park. because it brings in people and makes Coffeyville a destination. Some of the equipment and some of the activities are going to be really neat. Like, I think they're trying to get, like, even a little miniature zip line for kids. I mean, just all kinds of just really cool stuff. And I'm so excited. So we're just seeing a lot of expansion on that. And even, of course, all the new events happening. And just see a lot of great growth happening in Coffeyville over the next few months. And I'm excited to see it and be a part of it. But yes, I had that in our newsletter just recently, as well as some helpful tips. So we had one on all you smokers out there. You want to learn how to smoke meat on your grill and on your smoker. We shared a great article on all the tips because it's a kind of a fine art. You got to do it just right to make that meat wonderful. But that was in the newsletter this week and all kinds of other stuff. So if you're not signed up for my newsletter, make sure you give me a holler and I will get you signed up for that, because there's always cool new things happening in Coffeyville that we get to share on that. So I think I'm trying to remember if there's anything else going on, but I think that was the big stuff. Most of it was just all about all the great things happening this weekend. So is the weather going to be good for us?
That weather is actually going to be fantastic. We're looking at 80s all weekend. Oh. They say a 30% chance of rain on Sunday, but again, that's a low chance of rain. Even that day, it's still supposed to be around the 80s. So it's going to be a fantastic weekend for all. And I know a lot of the stuff's happening on Saturday anyway, so no chance of rain that day. So
good. We want good weather for all the festivities. And plus, the pool opened up, and
yes,
they've not been able to have very many people. No, too many people have been brave to come out to the cold weather yet.
Yeah, this will probably be the weekend where they start getting people really rolling in. Though.
I hope so. I hope it gets warm, gets that water warmed up, and all the kiddos get something to do.
Although I'm like a kid anyway. I mean, I don't care how cold the water is. I'm the kind, I will go, and I will not test the water. I will just jump right in and then come back up and go, ah!
You are brave. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, at my age, I probably shouldn't do that anymore, because I probably end up having a heart attack. I'll stop my heart immediately. Oh, boy. So, all right. Well, Candy, if anybody has any questions about what we've talked about today, or maybe they have a business and they would like to join the chamber, how can they get a hold of you?
Yes. So you can call me at the chamber. Our easy number to remember, 251-2550. Of course, my email, you can go out to her website and email me, and then you can find us on Facebook or stop in the office, and happy to tell you about, number one, all the events, and if you need to buy tickets for the movies, we have them at the chamber office, so you can come by there and buy tickets as well. Of course, get your IC if you want, and we've been selling lots of those lately. And then if you just want to find out about, like you said, getting involved in the chamber and membership, we're getting ready to start a kickoff promo for new members, and so just call me and I'd be happy to talk to you.
All right, well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again same time next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're gonna go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will restart open line, taking your calls today. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.